Peisel Mechleich Zanya, before anything else, to give Hakaras HaTov. It's not a normal thing to have such special people like Mordechai's parents, Meryl and Jeremy, who are, I feel like, are family to me. Mordechai knows this and they know this. But they're not in this country right now. And to open up your Yerushalayim home, I've told them many times, that's their house. You know that, that's your house in West Hempstead. This is their home. This is the Ikar Makom. But to open up their Yerushalayim home, I don't know how many people, I'm not good with numbers, but I don't want to say it, that they should listen, maybe. Your mother, I don't know. She'll get scared. But to something like this, that itself takes such special people, and the amount of chesed and what they do for Klal Yisrael, and on a personal and for all of us, I have tremendous hakaras hatov to Jeremy, to Meryl, to Mordechai. And should be a big schus of only simcha and bracha for your beautiful family. We should always have simchas together, Bez Hashem. I have to thank David Cohen, who helped out so much in putting everything together as well. Of course, Mordechai, but David as well helped a lot. And tonight is being sponsored. All the food was sponsored, and all the night is sponsored. They're also very special friends of mine. It's like family to me. Benny and Adam Dax, Lila Nishmas, Yosef Ephraim, and Jonah, both with us. Their father, Jason Botnick, Matisio Yaakov Ben Shmaryo, Zeche Sadek HaJavracha. So your site was this past Thursday night, Friday. So all the Torah tonight, all the Chizik tonight, all the Sirus tonight, is Lila Nishmaso. I don't know how much more Eloi a neshama would need, because there are no words what it was to come to Eretz Yisrael on the first day, to be that night at a siyum that Yosef Ephraim made on Mesechus Sota. I'm not going to say what I said there, but ever that we were together, the MS, one of Yosef Ephraim's rabbi got up and said that Yosef Ephraim's been learning Daf Aleph in an incredible way. I'm Avin Yavin, I know he'd be okay with me saying this, but what I said basically, not the long speech, but by me, he didn't even learn Daf Aleph. It was, we prepared for Daf Aleph in incredible ways, in incredible growth. And to come here, incredible. You know I love you like a son. But to come here, I don't want to raise your hands, but I don't know how many of us finished the Masechta already. We're 2 months into the year. And if you would have told me, which guy is going to finish a Masechta by the time I get here this trip, by the time I get here, November, not sure how high up on that he'd be, Yosef, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just explaining this to understand all the nachas and what tzchus this is for your father. And you're going to just grow with it. Because I told him and I mean it. It was worth coming all day. If I had to get on a plane that night, if I had to come, I got in Thursday, a few hours early. If I had to get on a plane that night just to be at that siyum, to see that with my own eyes, was well worth it. If something happened, I had to jump on a plane back, people would have, do you regret? You only went for a few hours. It would have been well worth it for that siyum. Well. So I don't know how much more, but every schus is a big schus for your father. It should be a big schus for him. It should be a male joysha for you, for Jonah, for your entire mishpach, until you're taunting with them, tchis meisim, b'kar b'yameinu b'ez Hashem. So chaver, it's been a long time that the schus to come to Eretz Yisrael throughout the year, and to try to, whenever I come, for whatever reason, to get together with the chevra, to get together with my talmidim who are like banim. This trip, I start off just apologizing, because I wish I had the time to sit with each and every one of you and to really spend time. Because I love you and I'm here for you. But as we said before, this is a family trip. It's a Baruch Hashem, I have the greatest Eishes Chai in the world who let me just to be with you tonight. But Amir Hashem, coming back in, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks, and that trip is really just to be there with you guys, Amir Hashem. So we'll have that opportunity in person, and Baruch Hashem, these days, it's easy to get in touch. Everyone should know I'm here for each and every one of you always. And we have these get-togethers for many years, for about 15 years straight, maybe even more. It was always Shal Shudas. Many Shal Shudas is together. For many years straight, someone would take care of it. It was in the Imbal of something very special. And then we, after that, moved it. We would have it in the Tivari overlooking the Kaisel. I always felt why, even the Shal Shudas is a little more inconvenient, because if you're not staying in Yerushalayim to get there, and it's hard, and even if you're staying out, you got to walk wherever it is. And these are always short Shabbosim this time of the year. But to me, Shal Shudas is Ravin Ravin. It's like the holiest time of the year, the holiest time of the week. And to be together in the singing of Shal Shudas, the Torah of Shal Shudas, is something super special. But then we started, for various reasons, to make Mav Malka and Mordechai and his family opened up their bias. Already with Moshe, we did it at least once, I don't, maybe only once, and then last year a couple times. And I started to realize, not just that it's easier to make Mav Malka in a sense of ever getting here, but maybe Mav Malka is even, if I could say it and we'll explain, in some way, even more kaddish than Shabbos itself, even more kaddish than the Shal Shudas. In a certain sense, it may be more important to be together. You know, there's a parasha of Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa is a parasha where you have an individual who's leaving a community, came to visit a community, is leaving, and unfortunately dies on the way out. So the Zakenim, the Chachamim, and the elders of that community are held responsible. And there's a whole entire avodah they have to do, not to get into all of it right now, as a sense of kapara of what did they do wrong? They were not malava him out. They didn't escort him. They took care of him when he was in their city, but when he left, you go by yourself. They didn't escort him. They were not malava him. That tells us something. If you're not melava, it's dangerous. If you don't escort, there's a danger. What does that mean? Let's understand it in our context. Shabbos Kodesh is so special, and I know everyone here is starting to feel it. You know, what a schus you have. Guys, you understand the schus you have to be in Eretz Yisrael? The schus you have to be learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael? The schus you have to have Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael? I came here, Yiddishkeit is so alive. It's so alive. It's so alive. Yes, it's true. Like I said, by Thursday night I could have left. It would have been worth it for Yosef Ephraim to see him. But then Lel Shabbos, just to be, you know, Lel Shabbos, it was raining and it was on and off rain Erev Shabbos. It's a crazy date. I've been here for how many, I don't know how many times in life Erev Shabbos. I don't remember ever. Usually Erev Shabbos is always beautiful for some reason. I don't know. First time I remember weather like this. Even January or February. But people were texting me, where are you davening to? Where are you davening? I said, there's only one place I daven. She's like, what do you mean? I'm davening by the Kaisel. And if it's raining, I'm davening by the Kaisel. And if you're going to have to walk back, I had the most beautiful Shabbos with my son, my Bechar, beautiful Sudas. He's in Ramat Eshkol. It was a 40-minute walk in the pouring rain. I had to take off my... This was soaked. My shirt was soaked. My shoes were soaked. My socks were soaked. Baruch Hashem tried to fit into his clothing. I'm a little bit bigger than him. I made it work. But it well worth it. The davening Lel Shabbos by the Kaisel, it lifted me up to places I can't explain. Yiddish, it's alive. I was talking to my Yiddish Chayil. It's so sad to me that we don't have tefillahs like this in Chutz Laaretz. Why is it not like that every Friday night? And Shabbos Kodesh. And there's Zman that's full of Kedusha. And there are places that are full of Kedusha. It's a lot easier when you go and you're in yeshiva, and I've seen so many of your faces and spoken and heard how beautiful it's going and how much learning is going on, and you're going to shir and you're going to yeshiva. But that's when it's a little bit easier. What about Matzei Shabbos Kodesh? What's going to happen? And Matzei Shabbos is the epitome of it, but it's really just a symbolism of all the time outside of yeshiva. Friday, for those of some of the yeshivas, Thursday afternoon, late night, Bein Astarim. What's going on then? Am I Malava the Kedusha? Am I Malava the Malka? The Malava Malka, therefore, is Kodesh Kedoshim. And everybody here, we have to ask ourselves, Baruch Hashem, we're not yet. It's not a, you know, El took time getting into things. Even those of us that came back second year, he had a long summer. Shem Yirachim, whatever, we don't have to talk about this summer. Some of us, Baruch Hashem, were in good places. Some of us needed the Chizuk. And Elul, he went through Hashanah Yom Kippur. And then Sukkot, also, sometimes a difficult time. He came back, we're already, so we're there. Mamish is beautiful. See, guy after guy, whatever yeshiva is, in, besimcha, and doing well, and enjoying. But what about the time out of yeshiva? What do my Matzei Shabbos usually look like? What does my Friday usually look like? How much Torah am I learning on Shabbos? What do my late nights look like? If I had to ask a guy here, if I had to ask you to go through with you your phone the entire week, and what you did on the phone the entire week, what you did on the phone the entire week, how much time you spent on the phone, what you looked at on the phone, who you were involved with on the phone, would you be proud of that as proud as when you're in the Beis Medrash? That's being Malave. I'm a Malave into my phone. You know, one of my favorite spots in the world when I come to Eretz Yisrael, whoever knows, I've spoken about this so many times over the years, is on top of the Shuva Banim Yeshiva in the Muslim Quarter, overlooking Har HaBayis. And looking down on Har HaBayis. Looking down on Har HaBayis, that makom that we're going to read about, we read about already by Mincha today, the makom where Yaakov Avinu had the dream of the Sulam Mutzav Arza V'Rosh HaShemayim. The ladder that was in this world, but reaching up to the next world. But it was Mutzav Arza, it was in this world. You know what that place is called? The Pazik says, Vayikra Shema Makamu Beis Kel. But what was it before he called it Beis Kel? Before he called it, this is the house of God. Before that, Vulam Luz Shema Yer L'Rishona. It was called Luz. That place, the holiest place in the world, that place that we face, you know, halacha, many bring down, even when you're koisel, you're not supposed to face straight. You're supposed to be a little bit on a slant towards Har HaBayis. Makom HaMikdash. That place, its name is Luz. What is his name, Luz? What is Luz? I'm going to read you a medrash. You know what Luz is? Shalos Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was asked, Amar lo mehechen HaKadosh Baruch Hu meitzitz az adam la'asad lavo. La'asad lavo bizman tchiyas ha'meisim. When we're going to come back, those who passed on, when they're going to come back to life, where's Tchiyas HaMeisim come from? Where's Hashem going to form the body from? Miluz Shel Shedra. There's a part of our spine, there's a bone called the Luz bone. And this Luz bone, this bone in our body, this bone in our spine, that's going to be where Tchiyas HaMeisim comes from. Every one of us has a Luz, has a bone where Tchiyas HaMeisim is going to come from. Every one of us. Now listen to this, Chevra. So you want, halavai we should be zoich l'mashiach, halavai we should be zoich l'mashiach, b'karov. This past Sunday, I was by the Chabad Shluchim Convention, Kina Shluchim, with 6,500 people. It's incredible. 5,500 malachim who give their lives to sacrifice all day and night just to give to Yidden. Chabad Shluchim in countries I never heard of, in places I don't even know existed. Chabad Shluchim throughout Ukraine that are there now, throughout everything. There was one, a Chabad Shliach, he said he got up. He's a Chabad Shliach in Sumy, Ukraine. You ever hear of anywhere in here of Sumy, Ukraine? I've never heard of Sumy. Okay, Kiev. Then we know the Makaymas Kedoshim, Kiev, you know Bardichev, and you know Chves, the Shuman. Sumy, what's in Sumy? There's some Yidden in Sumy, and he's there. And where did he grow up? Santa Monica. Santa Monica, that's a cool place to grow up. You know, we're from the Five Towns, we think it's cool. It's nothing. Santa Monica's got everything on us, you know? It's much nicer. And he moved in 2004 to Sumy, Ukraine. In 2009, he applies for citizenship in Sumy, Ukraine. He wants to become a citizen. He's been there 5 years. He's taking care of the people there. He has good relationships with the government. They deny him. Why do they deny him? He goes into the government, discusses it. They say, you grew up in Santa Monica, California. Yeah. You were living there, you had a beautiful life. Yeah. Well, there's only two reasons you'd want to become a citizen here. Either you're a spy, or you're crazy. And we don't want either of those here. And it's like, and they talk about Mashiach. They want Mashiach. They want Geula. I want Mashiach. But we want Tchias HaMeisim for those that already passed on. And if we're not Zoicha, we want Tchias HaMeisim. So Yitzchak Hatzametzim comes from this loose bone. We have it. All of us have this loose bone in our spine. What gives sustenance to loose bone? Where does it come from? Listen to the Mishnah Berurah. Now I'm not reading. Here, you can see it after. It's Mishnah Berurah, Rachayim, in Simon Shin. This is the words of the Mishnah Berurah. It's not a Kabbalistic Sefer. It's not some Sefer Chassidus. The Mar B'Shemesh does talk about it, and others, the Kavachayim. But listen to this. Dikashem Shetzarech L'Chaved HaShabbos B'Knisasa. Just like you have to show kavod to Shabbos when you enter into Shabbos. Just like when you enter into Shabbos, we prepare for Shabbos, we get dressed for Shabbos, we take a shower for Shabbos, some of us go to the mikveh for Shabbos, you set the table for Shabbos, you have a Kabbalah Shabbos to sing and prepare for the Shabbos Malkasah. You don't run away from Shabbos. You don't look in your watch so you could go on your phone and watch some Netflix or some game or some. You have to give cover to Shabbos on your tziyah. Kishem shadam malavas hamelach b'seisa. Just like if you were in the presence of the king, you'd escort the king out. Minayir. Mitam zen yer shatov lakdima. Kishem shadam smuchas yis Shabbos. You have malka soon after Shabbos. However, if you're not so hungry yet, you shouldn't do any work. It's a very important sudam of Malka. That people, mamish, it's always this way. The most kadosh things people push to the side. Listen to this. Bamra Kadmoinim, the Mishnah Berurah, Rav Chavetz Chaim. He quotes from the Kadmoinim. The Aver Echad Yesh Badam, we all have one limb. V'zeiver nisher kaim bekever arato atchia areis atchia v'afilu acha shenirkavu bolkoat samos zeiver einu nena mishum achila ki im misudas malva malka. This bone, this loose bone, each the Chavetz Chaim says we all have this bone. And when the rest of the body can rot, can And the bones can rot away in the grave. It stays whole. But where does it get its sustenance to do that? From Malava Malka. Malava Malka gives Chus Tchias HaMeisim. To escort the Rabbi Nishalem. Why is that? What is that? Really, of all the things, Malava Malka is going to give Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim. Well, you know what Tchias HaMeisim is? It's being alive. Alive from the dead. It's being alive. This morning, I'm walking to shul, and I hear singing and dancing. I don't know, mom, as you could tell. I'm walking, I'm in the streets of Geula, and I have to go into this building. I don't know what it was, I don't even know where I was. Just some random street, and I go up to the top floor of this building, and it's a gerer yeshiva. There's about 120 bachrim with like two rabbeim. And they were finished davening, they were dancing around the whole base medrash with a niggun I never heard it before, Yismachu b'malchus, so beautiful. And I just joined them. And it was like everyone was so into it. It was like, mamish, they were alive. Alive. They were alive. They were alive. To be alive. You want to be alive, but not just, you know what it is? The avoida and what we're learning is not just to be alive when I happen to be in this incredible ruchniistic atmosphere. When I'm in a good shir and I'm learning well. When I'm at a good davening, when I'm at a good tish. Melav the malka. Melav the Malka gives life to Tchias HaMeisim. Meaning, well, what's Eibishter telling you? You want to have Tchias HaMeisim one day? You want to experience the ultimate Ruchnias? It's through Melav. What is Melav HaMalka? Melav HaMalka is I pull the Kedusha into the week. I don't just leave it that I'm doing well in Yeshiva, but when I leave Yeshiva, Kol Aveir is Tachas HaShemesh. And I'm doing well all year, but then the summer comes, and within weeks I'm back to like the whole year didn't even happen. That's the Sulam Mutzav Arts of Rosh Hashanah from Luz. That even if it's in the physical world, it's the Mutzav Arts in my physical world, my Matzah Shabbos, which let's be real, think back, or don't, maybe it's not a good idea to think back. Don't think back, but let's just point it out. Matzah Shabbos throughout history was like the worst of Averes that went down. That's when the people that call it Saturday night, it's like, forget about it. Kol Averes Tachas HaShemesh is on Saturday night. Why is that? Saturday night, you leave Shabbos, you run away, but so you weren't living this. So the luz was getting no sustenance, and there's no tchias. There's really no life. Oh, you were in Shabbos, and you were malav with the Shabbos on any level. So what worth was it? The same is true in our learning, in our davening, and everything that we do. Vada, we have to put our all in when it's in yeshiva. But emes is that's the easier time. What about when we're out of yeshiva? What about Thursday afternoons? What about Fridays? What about Matzah Shabbos? That's being malav at the Malka. Sulam mutavarta. Sulam is Rashi Tevos, Sudas, Levayas, Malka. Sulam, the ladder that connects the Aretz to Shemayim. Sudas, Levayas, Malka. Are we escorting the Malka? Are we taking it into our everyday life? That's the transformation. That's how Neshama Lach Ve'aguf Shalach. It's a schus to sit next to the Rebbe. And we love all our Talmidim. We could tell you about many Talmidim that we saw at this point flying and doing beautiful. And 2-3 years later, it's like they didn't even have these years. And we could tell you many Talmidim who Baruch Hashem are growing for life. Yet those guys were learning in yeshiva. Those guys were putting in the time. They showed up to Shira. They showed up to Seder. They learned. But you know, later in life, it hit the point, every one of us, hit the point where you don't have that structure anymore. So it has to hit the point, you're no longer in the structure of yeshiva and have it so set up so easily. Because Bez Hashem, you're gonna get married. And Bishatov, you should be zoich, you're gonna marry the most incredible girl in the world. But then you're gonna have a chrayas, spend time with your wife, and that's beautiful, chrayas. And one day Bishatov, have children, and spend time with your children, and have to earn a parnasa. And what time is left? Only if you're Moisir Nefesh, and you're waking up 5 o'clock in the morning. And you're going to sleep, and you learn at 10 o'clock at night. But you never trained for that, because you showed up to Shabbos, but you were malav at the Shabbos. You showed up to Shir, but you were malav at the Shir. And I still was involved in all the things. And I feel for you, Chevra. I feel for you, because Baruch Hashem, you still have Eretz Yisrael, and the ability to go, Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, I hope Shana Gimel. More need to go, Shana Gimel. We have to make it part of MS. If it's so beautiful, you're learning about the only time in your life you could sit and learn full time with no other achrayas, with no other responsibility, to build a foundation. You know, every world is different. And there's ma'ilas l'chisar in every world, but I always feel the yeshivish world, one of the things I'm always jealous of in that world, and don't get me wrong, there's plenty, I'm just talking about one nekuda. There's ma'ilas l'chisar in every hashkafa. I don't even know. I wouldn't even, if you ask me what Ashkafa, I don't even know what Ashkafa I am. I don't know if people think, because I wear a strimal and chassidish. I don't know what in some ways I learned in the mirror. In some ways I mamish love Eretz Yisrael, like the biggest Yoni. I don't know. So I'm not into any Ashkafas. I'm into being real. But Lamaisa, the yeshivish world, they're machshiv these years, like sitting and learning many years before they'll go into work. And I don't know what number that is for everybody. But I think more of us should be doing a third year. That's emes. That's just my opinion. I really do. I don't think that if your parents are Eishlava, it's a different discussion, and we have to talk about it and how to talk to parents, and your parents have to be on board. But that you should want it at least. Acher may have asked me, go up to Shemayim, why didn't you learn a third year? My parents would let you. Did you even talk to them about it? Did you even try? Did you have a conversation? But you know why so many people, so Lemaisa, but go back and it doesn't stick? Because they never did it. They were never Malava. They were never malav, and because you live in a very difficult door. Because you live in a door. See, when the Rebbe learned in yeshiva, there were no cell phones. When I went to yeshiva, I was the first door. We had a cell phone. But let me explain to you what my cell phone was. My cell phone had one line on top that you saw that you could put numbers in. There was no texting. There was nothing. It was, you could make phone calls. And it was about that thick. So you had to have like a case to carry it. It wouldn't even fit in your pocket. You had to charge the battery in like a big zach. Okay, so it was nice to be able to like call home once in a while. It made life, but it was, you were not, there was no avdus to it. There was nothing more than just phone calls, which itself was something.
$50
you guys,
minute.
What?
$50 a minute to call.
Also, correct. Yeah, forget about how much it cost. And I didn't ask those questions, but whatever. Even Yavin. Lemaisa, you have where you could be in yeshiva, moments later, be in all the places you always were before, which, on Saturday night, lo aleinu. And not being malav in the Malka. And Chas V'Shalom, there, guys, because I have this, that still even bring it into the Shabbos, into the Beis Medrash. Into, I don't mean Chas V'Shalom, I mean Chal Shabbos. I'm talking about Shabbos, that time of Kedusha. That's first and foremost, before anything else. There's not one guy here, if there's any guy that does, nobody in our yeshiva should bring, don't even bring your phone ever into a Beis Medrash. If you want to get enough, enough is enough. Be real. If you're there to grow, you're there to learn. Nobody here has a wife that's in her ninth month, not that I know of, you know? You don't need your cell phone in the Beis Medrash. That's first of all. Leave it in your room. Leave it in your room for Ben Astar and for night, whatever it is. That's the first step, and hopefully most of you already have that step. But are we being malave? What is our Matzah Shabbos generally like? What are our times on Friday generally like? Be real and be honest. Be honest, would you be embarrassed about the time on your phone? Be honest if you'd be embarrassed. You know, we were discussing, guys are telling me, they love yeshiva and love the chavrusas and love... What about if we discussed all the time you're not in yeshiva? Because that's what's going to make you. That's what's going to transform you. That's the lose. That's the Malava Malka, pulling Shabbos into the week. That's when it's going to be for life, a transformation. Your parents, some of us spoke about this Thursday night, your parents' mamish have such mysterious nefesh that they send you. You have no idea how much money, first of all, it costs to send you to yeshiva for the year. Mamish, it's a lot of money to send you to yeshiva. And then the emotional sacrifice. Your parents love you. And they want to be with you. You know how special it was for myself? I had such nachas. You know, I miss it. My son lives in Artsrol now. It's the most beautiful thing in the world, but I miss him. Yeah, we talk, we this, but it's, I miss him. And to be able to spend Shabbos with him was worth, that also was worth, just coming to Israel, just to have the suddas by my son was worth it. If you knew the love that a parent has for a child, but they understand, they're sending you and be Meiser Nefesh, because they understand how important it is. And you don't make the most of every moment. And you're not Malava into the Bein Astarim, into the nights. I'm not saying, by the way, I'm not saying people don't have Vadi any time to play ball, to exercise, to spend time with their friends. Healthy outlets, beautiful. We all need that. I need more of that. Emes, that's beautiful. But any connection to unhealthy outlets that we still are part of our day, it's mamish, you're spitting in your parents' face. You're spitting in your parents' face. I'll say it that simply. And you know what else? You're spitting in your own face. Because these are the most important times in your life when you have this ability and you're not making sure to make the most of it and be malav of the malka. To be malav of the malka. Let's think about this every Matzah Shabbos. Start making malav of malka and think about this. Take it into the week. You have you all beautiful Shabbos and they're beautiful. They're awesome. All different types of Shabbos. I know. So that's awesome. And then, so malav of malka is the best time. Say, I'm going to make sure, start having malav of malka and be mechazik that the whole week, that all the time away from Kedusha, I'm going to be Malavit. I'm going to be Malavit into the week. And I'm going to give nourishment to my Luz. To have Tchias Mason, to be alive. To be alive always. To be that Sulamut of Arzo, the Rosh HaBashamayim. I'm normal. I could have fun, I could enjoy, but everything's in a Kaddishtik way, in a different way. I'm transformed. I'm not just like go to yeshiva, I'm transformed. In a Chevra, I've had this chus for many, many years. This chus for many, many years to come to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Kippur. To a couple years of COVID, we were one of the hardest things for, you know, everyone had, I shouldn't say, obviously, I'm no one to talk. And people had much, much, much worse over COVID. Much worse than what I'm about to say. This is not chas v'shalom, like, comparing, but for me, on a personal level, besides for the people that I knew that were suffering so much, which was so sad and terrible, for me, it was so hard not being able to come to Eretz Yisrael during that time. Emes, of the most, I zoich to come to Eretz Yisrael often, because I have the most amazing Yishes Chayal in the world, and because the Rabbanu Shalom, yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's all Ratzon. If you have Ratzon, you have to have Ratzon. Eibishter makes it happen. People ask me, people all the time, I meet people that haven't been in Eretz Yisrael in 10 years, and 15 years. They say it's expensive. It's expensive. I don't know. I don't have money. It's somehow, the Eibishter, if you want, you have to want it. The first step is you have to want it. I remember last year when I came to Eretz Yisrael, after not being here for close to 2 years, this Shabbos, got here and the Rebbe came, that Shabbos, and I remember that trip, Every trip so kaddish. That trip was like kaddish kedushim. Every moment was such appreciation. Like I never, Mamashi got off and to kiss the ground. I remember we were in the car. I got out immediately. The chevra picked me up and we went straight up north and went straight to Meiron to be in that makom for that time. And then the first time I saw the kaisel, Mamashi completely lost it. Some of the chevra was in the tiv that I had spoken. The first 10 minutes, I couldn't say a word. I was just bawling from being there. To appreciate this. Appreciate what you have. So I've been zoicher to come, and those two Yom Kippurs, I couldn't come. They didn't let me in the country for two Yom Kippurs. The highlights of my life is just to be here for Yom Kippur. The Silt. Some of us were together. Those, well, the chevra from the old city was. What was it? You still have that with you? Menachemer. How special was that? It was mamish kodesh. No, Yoel. What do you say? Nothing like it. Sit by the kaisel lel Yom Kippur. To sit by the kaisel lel Yom Kippur, talk Torah with the chevra, to be together. No, Hashem, what do you say? So, I have a lot of minhagim over my Yom Kippur trips. I already booked for Yom Kippur. It's good this year. Yom Kippur falls out on a Monday. So I have to come for Shabbos, Rabbi. I'll be back for sure Tuesday morning. I'm just saying, the only way, I'll be in sure Thursday. Just you have to. There's no other way to do it. Just you can't come later than Thursday afternoon. Anyways, Lameisa. So one of the minhagim I started over Yom Kippur was right after at the end after Nila, I go down to the Kaisel for Kiddush Levana. This is your Yosef Mordechai was with me. Remember Yosef Mordechai? We went for Kiddush Levana. And I go for Kiddush Levana to do Zchus. I'm in Artzol Kiddush Levana. You're Mekadish the next month, and I have the Zchus to be. I'm always getting on a flight a few hours later to get back for Shir the next morning. So, to say Kiddush Levana by the Kaisel. One year, a few years ago, some of the Chevra, I shared this once maybe. No, Shmuel for sure knows the story. What, years ago, I'm there Kiddush Levana, and I see on the floor, Matzim Kippur is like, Kaddish Kedashim. Like, even if we're not Malav anything else, that night, you feel it, right? If there's any night, you feel it. And I see on the, and I'm mamish, I'm still in my kittel, my talis, and I see on the floor, a dreidel. Sitting here together, Kislev. Last year when we had this, it was Erev Chanukah. The next night was Chanukah. But mamish, it's Erev Chanukah. It's already Kislev. So what I see on the floor at the Kaisel, a dreidel. And I'm mamish like, it was very strange. A dreidel. Again, this is Matzah Yom Kippur. It's not like this time of the year. It's very far from Chanukah. Like, you don't see dreidels outside of Chanukah. No one touches a dreidel outside of Chanukah. It's like one of, maybe some people might. My mother-in-law, she has a dreidel collection. She likes dreidels. We always bring her dreidels. She has like a collection. Okay, so if you go to her house, they have dreidels. Most people, dreidels for Chanukah. You play dreidel Chanukah. Matzah Yom Kippur, has anyone here ever seen a dreidel at the Kaisel? So maybe Chanukah, some kid dropped it. Matzah Yom Kippur, a dreidel, and it was a green, it was a wooden dreidel. It was also a chutz laretz stick of dreidel. Neis gadol hayasham. And I took the dreidel. I said, this has to, no one's going to ever find this, and it has to be lost. And I felt David's just sending me this dreidel. That's what I felt, I don't know. So I took the dreidel, and I was thinking about that night on the plane, what this dreidel was, because something right after Yom Kippur, this dreidel. And I realized, you know, there's an idea in halacha, and there's an idea in the secular world, that it takes 90 days to recollaborate, to see if you're going to want to change, you want to be mechazik something. 90 days is a good benchmark. In halacha, we find this, like, by Mashav Ruach and Merida Geshem. So after, if you're besafik, if you're in doubt whether you said Mashav Ruach, within the first 30 days you have to repeat. After 30 days, three Shemon Esters a day, 3 times 30 is 90. Some people have a minhag to sing. We've done it over the years sometimes in yeshiva with Simchat Torah. Mashav Ruach and Merida Geshem, say it 90 times. Some hold that's enough just to say it 90 times. 90 is like a very strong chazak. 90 is the letter tzadi, the tzadik. Takes 90 days. If you've read literature, unfortunately over the years I've had to deal way too often with addiction. 90 days is a big benchmark on addiction to see if you know to realign in your mind. after 90 days being sober. It's a big benchmark. It's a good time. And it hit me. I think it was that night. From Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is one long unit, Aseres Me'Tshuva. From Rosh Hashanah till the middle of Chanukah is 90 days. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is that big time when we're trying to be mechazik self. That's the Shabbos, Shabbos Shabboson, the biggest Shabbos. Takes 90 days till you see if you're malavit, till you see if you take it into the year. Did you really change this year? Was it different? By Chanukah time, and that's why all the Svarim bring down, and the Svarim Kedoshim, Chanukah is like the soif of all the tshuva. There's this idea, if you learn this farm in Chassidus, because it's 90 days after Yom Kippur, after Rosh Hashanah. So that's when you really see if you've changed, if you've been malavit. And the dreidel, I think the Rabbanu Shlomo was saying, take from tonight, yeah, Aryeh, tonight you feel very close. Tonight you feel you've had this big Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. That's not what it's about. It's about Chanukah. It's about being malavit. And even in Chutz Laretz, take it back there. Take it back there. See if you still got it. Because that's what it means to be an Eved Hashem. That's what it means to be really one with me. And that's what each and every one of us here, ask yourself, are you being malav in the Torah? Are you being malav in the Shabbos? Are you being malav in the Ruchnis? We get inspired. But I may be malav it into the week. Not what my Shabbos is like. What's my Matzah Shabbos like? What's my Erev Shabbos like? What's my Thursday like? Being malav it. You know, that night, Yaakov Avinu went to sleep on Har Habayis. He went to sleep on Har Habayis with a famous, beautiful idea. He got all the way to Haran first. The Drash Moshe, one of my favorite pieces of the Torah. The Drash Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, he says that Yaakov got all the way to Haran. And then he got to Haran and he realized, I didn't daven in Har Habayis. I'm going into Chutz Laretz. I didn't daven in Har Habayis like my Tati, like my Zaidi. And he went back, but he had Kvitzas Aderech. Like by Eliezer, right? He had this. But Gemara Chulin says he had different Kvitzas Aderech than any other case in history. He didn't get back to Har Habayis, to this Makom that you guys have the chance to visit, to go to. I don't mean on Mamash Har Habayis. I don't know. I could discuss that with Ben Gvir. We're not going to go into that. But Lamaisa, I'm talking about at least close enough. Close enough. What a schuz. Does the chever go to daven when you have the opportunity? Daven by the koisel. Be in Mekoymes Kedosh. He says, I didn't daven there. So Hashem, instead of him going quickly, Hashem lifted up Har Habayis and brought it to him. Why do you do that? Like never else in history. So Moshe Feinstein, and he himself, I think, was talking to himself. Moshe Feinstein himself was a gadol in America, not in Eretz Yisrael, and he had that conflict with himself. He brings out a medrash. Yaakov Avinu was very scared to go to Chutz Laretz, very scared to be in a makom. He wasn't any longer with his father, with his zayde in Yeshiva Shem Be'ever. Could he be matzliach? Could he be a gadol? Could he be a tzaddik? Could he be a ben Torah in America? So Hashem lifted up Har Habayis and brought it to him, as if to say, obviously it's so special to be in Eretz Yisrael and to feel this kedusha. But if it's real, you could be malavit to Chutz Laretz also. You can make that also Har Habayis. Father, we want to be here, but if you're emes, you could be malavit. That's the sulam mutzav arts of Rosh Hashanah. You could be in Eretz, but you're Rosh Hashanah, you're really in Shemayim. Sulam, sudas, levias, malka. Chavar, we're here together, malav malka. We're here together, malav malka. Kislev, Chanukah, 90 days later, then the Shabbos Shabbos. Let's be malava all the Torah. Let's be malava all the learning. Let's be malava all the Shabbosim. Let's allow it to transform us into people that are living Avdei Hashem. People that are living like the Rebbe said, with Olam Haba, always. Not just when you're in yeshiva, when you're out of yeshiva. And in 10 years, when you're married with kids and working, and you're still the same Ben Torah, wherever you're going to live. Because you're malava, Bez Hashem. You should all be zoicha to carry that dreidel with you, like I have with me, that chizuk. To be malava all the Torah, malava the yeshiva, malava the year, wherever we end up. And that's Chanukah. That's Chanukah. Chanukah, we're going to have a yontiv, but Chanukah's our regular days. And we're going to go, and we have yeshiva, and those who go to work have work. And we're makadish it to say, I could bring light to every aspect of my life. I can be malav the light into every aspect of my life. Let's be malav our lives in most beautiful ways. And just don't stop growing. Don't stop being tchias amesim. Forget about tchias amesim. We should know from that. Tchias amesim in our lives right now gives nourishment to the luz through malav amalka. Tchias amesim that I'm alive always, Bez Hashem is Baruch. My Torah, my Avodah, my Yerushalayim. Just as a kohen, I want to give a bracha to each and every one of you. Yisimcha, lim, kifrayim, chivinasha, yivrecha, nevishmerecha, yarnei panav elech v'chunecha, yisad noi panav elecha, yaseim lecha shalom. Hayal handis, be'yal ha-korkan, be'yal ha-korra, be'yal ha-jewa, be'yal ha-melchamo, she'as yisa labo, I'm gonna make you mine.